Unfortunately, persistent pollutants remain and have even increased in our environment today. Heavy metals, like POPs, also don't break down easily and can accumulate to toxic levels in the food chain. Like DDT and PCBs, these compounds can pass through lipid cell membranes and thus accumulate in the smallest organisms at the base of the food chain. Mercury is a heavy metal that is released into the environment from the burning of coal, as well as other industrial processes. The example in this slide shows the story of mercury poisoning among the Inuit people of the Arctic. Mercury enters the food chain in rain, snow, or dust that falls from the air. Once in the water, it accumulates in the lipids of plankton. The accumulation of pollutants in the body of an organism is known as bioaccumulation. Well, thousands of plankton are eaten by krill and other zooplankton, so those consumers have thousands of times more mercury in them than the plankton. You can see the relative concentrations on the upper left part of the graphic. And so it continues up the food chain all the way to salmon, whales, and seals that have accumulated such high concentrations of mercury that they may suffer higher mortality and lower reproductive rates. When the Inuit hunt and eat these animals, the mercury concentration increases even further in the flesh of the people, causing cognitive and motor dysfunction. The concentration of pollutants up a food chain is called biomagnification. And the key to understanding it is that the pollutant is not eliminated from the body, but rather accumulates in the fat stores of the organism to levels that are toxic as it feeds on the contaminated species in the trophic level below it.